The Brian D. O'Leary Show, your home for serious content amidst an unserious culture. Welcome back to The Brian D. O'Leary Show. And today, what I had in mind to talk about, it's a little odd for some folks, but this might be a quick one, is the idea, and I've written about it before, but it's the idea of time zones. So it's interesting. I don't know when I got interested in the whole idea of the daylight saving and the consistent time zones and all this stuff. You just take for granted, for instance, like when you're growing up, then, oh yeah, spring forward, fall back, and that's the way it goes. Everybody hates it. I like when I can sleep in for a little. I hate when I have to wake up early or we'd lose that hour of sleep in the spring or whatever. People don't do anything about it. But there are some people trying to do several things about this now. And there is a Twitter account called Save Standard Time, who I follow, and it's just at Save Standard. Ditch daylight saving time, permanent standard time, let us sleep later for health, mood, safety, education, economy, and environment. And they're a 501c4 nonprofit. So I've been following these guys for a long time when I commented or found out they existed or whatever. So I agree with this. I agree with you, just keep the standard time. And if this time zones are roughly even throughout the continent of North America or the just in the world in general, like it makes sense. Like, yeah, you're going to be if you're on the front end or the back end of the time zone, it's going to be slightly annoying. If you're right in the middle, that's great. But the thing is, we just need standard time. We don't need to do this whole thing of changing the clocks. It makes no sense. We can adjust our schedules. Institutions can adjust their schedules to accommodate for the seeming loss of time. But there's no loss of time here. That's the biggest thing. It's like, oh, no, I get, you get more daylight in the summer. Well, no, you don't. You get the same exact amount of daylight, for crying out loud. You get the same amount, but you choose to stay up later for what the clock says, or wake up later, what the clock says. Don't start your day until later on what the clock said. What if it was 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.? What if that was the standard? You'd have the same amount. If it wasn't 9 to 5, it'd be the same. It's just a matter of how we do things. And, you know, there was on this same thing. So why this came up is that recently, Oregon, I'm from Oregon originally, but apparently a committee approved, according to Save Standard Time Twitter, they approved a permanent standard time for the Pacific time zone. I'm guessing that's in Oregon. But these legislators, Oregon Senate's going to have to do something about it. But I really doubt that anybody's going to do anything about it, because it's like, oh, no, yeah, we need daylight saving time. And a lot of people I talk to, like, oh, yeah, we just need one time, but it's got to be daylight saving time. It's like, why? Just do things at different times. Adjust your schedule. I've adjusted my schedule several times over the years. I mean, for crying out loud, I used to start work at 4 a.m. There's plenty of people that work the graveyard shift that they just work at night. It doesn't matter what time at night it is. So anyway, that did stink in the springtime when I lost that hour, but whatever. It doesn't matter. So I went to bed. Like I went to bed at 8 o'clock in the evening on the clock. If I got to bed or to sleep after 9 o'clock, my next day would be shattered. So the same thing can happen. You just adjust times, and when you watch things, choose not to watch things on television. How about that? So that's an idea. Let's see. Here we are. So there was a fella on Twitter I responded to. I don't know anything about the guy, but I think he was involved in sports commentary of some sort. He says, my annual plea to the NCAA, if the Super Bowl can kick off at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, why on earth does the NCAA men's basketball championship game not tip off until 9:20 p.m. Eastern time? Want to hook in a new generation of fans? Make the game at a time when they can stay up to watch it. Well, my counter to that, it was a little snarky in my response. I said, problem solved with a single American time zone, which would solve this non-problem, no doubt about it. I got a bunch of people responding to me, telling me essentially what an idiot I am, that what are we, China or whatever this? China, China, China.
Let's say China. China, 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 China.
But it is a solution to that non-problem. The other solution is just not watch it. Or do you care a whole lot about that game? I don't know. But on the, it's great for us on the West Coast because that game is at, let's say 9:20 p.m. That's 6:20 p.m. It's perfect for the most part. Usually like right after dinner or something around there. But primetime, we've been taught in the United States, is 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. roughly, or 9 p.m. starts primetime. Who knows? That's just marketing, people. That is just marketing. And when I lived on the East Coast, I thought it was bizarre that I'd be watching Monday Night Football way until the morning hours. Oftentimes, it would roll over because it would start at 9. Those days, I think it would start at 9 p.m., certainly 8 p.m., because on the West Coast, it always started at 5, but either way, and when even in Portland, Oregon, where I grew up, they were one of, I think, two or three markets in the entire United States that used to tape delay the television broadcast of Monday Night Football, so it would start at 6 p.m., so they could put in their local news hour ahead of time, and you could listen to the game on the radio. Some people did. Some people didn't. I would do it occasionally, but I didn't like it. This is pre-DVR, of course, or whatever. Point is, you just change the times you are available. You change your schedule. It might be hard. It might not be on autopilot all the time on what your schedule is. But if you want to watch that NCAA basketball game, yeah, it might be nicer to have that game at 8 something. But these television people, they're trying to get the most amount of people to watch their show. And so they can capture the 6 o'clock crowd from the West Coast just as easily as they can capture that 9 o'clock crowd from the East Coast. And typically what I've found is that folks on the East Coast, by and large, are willing to stay up a little bit later than people on the West Coast. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because of the live sports programming. I don't know. But I don't know. I'm a fellow who likes to go to bed early. I like that. On New Year's Eve, for instance, well, they have one ball drop in New York that is pretty popular. Midnight Eastern. Well, that's 9 p.m. Pacific. I see the ball drop. Man, this is probably better part of the last two decades. See the ball drop. New Year's East Coast, man, I'm hitting the sack pretty soon thereafter. And it's, I don't know why you even do that. Why even watch it? It's anyway, the point is you can have a single American time zone, which wouldn't be bad. It would solve this problem here where, oh, you know, the games kick off at whatever time. So if you're on a single American time zone, everybody, so say it's close to 9:30 in the morning when I'm recording this. So it's past noon on the East Coast and people are having their lunch. I'm just kind of working into my day here, but what if everybody was working in their day at the same time or by and large? Obviously some people are going to have certain shifts, like I said earlier, certain shifts are going to require different time commitments, but okay. But if our world was built around watching sports, or watching the HBO program that comes on at whatever time of day that comes on, well, then change the time. But like the Super Bowl, it's strange to me to watch a Super Bowl in the evening, but I've done that on the East Coast. It's always an afternoon game, and that's part of the thing. But also, I'm used to, say, college football starting at 9 a.m. and going through close to midnight. If you're watching a game in Hawaii, a Hawaii home game, you could be college football on all day. On the East Coast, college football starts at noon. Sometimes, rarely, it will start 11 a.m. or the 11 o'clock hour. And then, you know, you're watching college football up until like maybe 8 or 9 o'clock, maybe 10 o'clock, and then after that it's over. But then there's, you know, no wonder the East, people claim there's East Coast bias against West Coast football. Some of it, maybe just they're not as good as they think they are, but either way, the reality is that a lot of people don't watch it. They don't turn off the television. They certainly don't watch those Hawaii games that kick off at, usually I want to say like 9 o'clock Pacific time. That's midnight Eastern. And so in Hawaii, it's 7 o'clock, just like a regular football game kicks off at 7 o'clock. High school, college, pros, it's a very common time to kick off. So why not kick off at a certain time that works well for your fans? But again, if you have the single American time zone, people would switch. Now, your body, I think the whole point of me talking about this is that the body reacts to the sunlight, essentially. So I'm sitting here in my cave. I got a few lights on. It's dark for the most part, but I can step outside. I've already been outside earlier today and seen the sunshine. But I can, you know, when the sun rises, that's when the body starts activating. When the sun sets, the body starts setting. And that's a natural human reaction. Some people need to do things differently. Some people live in more northern climes where that adjustment is rather stark. Alaska, parts of Europe. I mean, you watch the British Open, for crying out loud. They're playing golf almost all day. You know, there's a few hours of darkness, but the guys are on the course from like 5 a.m. to 9 or 10 p.m. and perfect visibility in Scotland. So, but that's the summertime. Your body naturally adjusts to that increasing time if you live in that area over the course of, say, the springtime, early summertime, until you get to that longest days of springtime, until you get to the longest day of the year, which is in the equinox there. And, you know, people adjust. That's what we do as human beings. We adjust. And it's quite nice. In the wintertime, it's dark a lot of times. But you do winter things. You don't act like it's summer. So why are we acting like it's daytime when it's night? We turn on all these lights, go to arenas or whatever. There's not, why not start everything earlier? Again, the people running the show need to have more eyeballs or more fannies in the seat, more eyeballs on the television to make this whole proposition work out for them. And for us, as mere viewers of the sports or the movies or whatever it might be, we just play along with their game. You don't have to, I guess is my point. You don't have to play along with their game. If you don't want to go to the movies at night and stay up late into the night, don't do it. Go to the movies in the afternoon. Catch a matinee. It's also cheaper to do that, for crying out loud. One thing I recall a number of years ago, I wanted to see the Top Gun. They had Top Gun 3D in the theaters for a short run. I think it was like a week or 5 days or something like that. I couldn't make it to any of the night shows. And so I just went the earliest show they had because I had to work later in the day. But I took part of the day off so I could see Top Gun again in the theater like I had, whenever that was, maybe 30 years before or whatever it was. And I went And I was literally the only one in the theater. And they showed the movie for me. I was sitting right in the middle of the theater, best seat in the house, and it was great. But, I chose to do that because I used my time properly. I allotted my time. And one of these, I guess the time management thing, is a real problem for a lot of folks. And in one of my roles now, I get to hear a lot of these stories from people and their struggles. And so I've been kind of noodling on different time management strategies and what can make me better and make my people that I work with a lot better. And I created a page on my website, briandoleary.com/time, where I have different strategies on there. It's not a particularly robust page, but then occasionally I'll switch up the offering of what I have, the free offering that I have. Sometimes it's a checklist. Sometimes it's a little short little ebook or pamphlet I've written about time management. But this latest thing I've been working on, and I'll try and put that up on the website, but if not, just contact me and I will get you this if you want. But it's a daily scheduler, and it's very simple. I write on one half of the day. I plan out my schedule the night before or the morning of. Usually I try to do the morning or the night before. And I have my day marked out from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. I figure that's a good time to rise and a good time to set. Not always with the sun, but here we are. And then in the other column, I have the actual time, what I actually did during that time. And so I also write this down every day, look at it the night that I'm doing my next one, say, oh, what did I do today? Well, today I'm looking at it. I have another task scheduled for when I was going to do this podcast. I have my podcast, that this podcast was going to be a little later in the day, but I decided that I needed to get this done because knowing myself and when I scheduled it, it was right in the time where I'm very unproductive. So I need to get productive and focus later in the day on tasks that I know that can be done just by just doing them. Essentially data entry type stuff for what I'm doing. And now I've got my juices flowing and doing the podcast, I can do that. But this realization took, a long time. I mean, I've known it really in the back of my mind for several decades, but it really took looking at the sheets that I made and studying where my productivity or like when problems come up, when certain things arise, unexpectedly. Although it's usually happened at particular times of the day. And learning when that is and learning how to schedule around that and using more productive activities or family activities in that stead is really eye-opening. And it's very simple. This is an analog thing to the max. And I tried doing this on computer. I've tried filling in slots ahead of time that I know that are going to be booked on the computer and then printing it all out. But I've settled on just doing this all written out. Like I find that writing my notes out helps tremendously by hand. I think that this exercise is very helpful to do the same thing. So anyway, that is where I'm at there. So again, go to briandoleary.com/time. T-I-M-E, not to get confused with parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. No. It's briandoleary.com/time, and we'll have something free for you, and you can sign up and make sure you get all these podcasts coming into your inbox. Emails that we try and get out most daily, we're going to start up on that again in earnest. Address this in a future episode, but just a strategy change and what we're doing around here. So that's probably why you haven't been hearing a whole lot. But guess what? We've been thinking about a whole lot of stuff, and we got a whole lot of stuff coming up in the near future for you folks who like listening here to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. And I would also mention one last plug here to go to naturalorderpodcast.com, and that's where you can hear my show with my co-host Adam Heyman, where we break down various things in this society and try and find the natural order of them. And that's at naturalorderpodcast.com. I think as I'm recording this, I believe the last episode we released was a reaction to the Vladimir Putin Tucker Carlson interview. It's a good show. You should listen to that one too. And with that, good day. For more of our podcasts, head on over to briandeoleary.com. And while you're over there, sign up for our email list. We'll send you daily emails. You can also find the link for our Substack page and various other resource pages we have. And that's at briandeoleary.com. Thinking about starting that new podcast of yours? Having trouble figuring out how to do it, perhaps? Never fear. We were in that same spot a few years back. At O'Leary & Company, we don't have all of it licked. But we've gone through the struggles of setting up those podcasts and those side gigs so that you don't have to. And you can go to O'LearyandCompany.com for more details. That's O'LearyandCompany.com.